Nick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Oh, here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. And all them stinking reindeer. Well, I believe in Santa Claus. Yeah, I believe that he's a prick. And though he comes but once a year, it's enough to make me sick. Him and his Christmas spirit are really a lot of bunk. I'll have to bust my ass for another year just to pay for all this junk. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. And all them stinking reindeer. I believe in Santa, though he's got me in a mess. Cause I'm over the limit on my master charge, my Visa and American Express. Well, I'm sweating and grieving about this money mess I'm in. He'll be up there sitting on his big fat ass until Christmas comes again. Oh, here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. And all them stinking reindeer. Oh, here comes Fatty with a sack of shit.
Here's to all you mothers and fathers, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, anyone who's ever been pushed and shoved, kicked and beaten, scratched and clawed doing your last minute Christmas shopping. Here's to everyone who's ever been sucked in by those crummy TV commercials that tell you if you don't spend $500 on your kids, you're a cheap slob. Here's to all those ruptured bank accounts and battered credit cards. You know what happens every time that fat little bastard in the red suit shows up. Here's to all of you.
All right, it's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. We're here with Sarah Dillon, Tim Riley, F. Matt Peterson. Coming up later on in the show, we have Jen Lane from... And I'm doing that thing where it's...
You're that guy.
Well, it's like, you know when you go to a concert? Was this a rule when you were growing up? That, like, when you went to a concert, you couldn't wear the band shirt to the concert? Or like a previous concert? Like, if you go to see Korn, you know, whatever, this year, like, you can't wear a shirt from a previous Korn concert or something, because then you look like a tool. And if you buy a shirt at the Korn show, you can't wear it the next day. Like, you go to school, like, I remember that we went to see Metallica in Pullman in, I don't know, like, 19-something or other, 1912, and we, and a bunch of dudes buy the shirt, right? And they had this shirt that was actually kind of cool. It was like a blueprint. It was a schematic diagram of the stage. That's pretty cool. But then a bunch of kids at school the next day wore it, and it's like you can't wear the concert shirt the next day. It's like it's a week, right?
You've got to wait a week.
You've got to wear at least a week before you wear the shirt from the concert. Anyway, so today I actually have a Barfly magazine shirt on it, which I picked quite by random. I completely forgot that it was even Tuesday. But now it just looks like I'm a big fan, which I am. So it looks like, it just looks like I got all the Jen Lane love. All right, it's 503.
How could you not?
I do. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. Clyde Lewis, who I saw corralling Ian Gordon on the hallway and filling his head full of all kinds of bizarre Saddam Hussein theories. Clyde will be in later on to shatter your illusions about how this twisted ball of humanity spins. He's got... I'll have him explain the fake beard thing first, and then something about how Bush was in Baghdad to see Saddam in the cage last week. It's a whole thing. We'll get to that later on. Plus, today's top five. Top five stores you can shop at your guy at this holiday season. Jolie from the front desk as well. Rick, this email says, I thought you'd appreciate this because of your experience with Yak Jerky. I was at Lloyd's Center yesterday. I mean, that tells you right there. I mean, it's sort of the direction the story is going. And one of the cart vendors was selling jerky. He was shouting auctioneer style, jerky, jerky, makes the perfect gift. Jerky, it's the chew that used to moo. I didn't see anyone buying any. Jay in downtown. Can I just tell you this? It's like, I never you know when you're a kid and you have that whole thing, if you don't realize you're poor until you see people that are rich, you know what I'm talking about? It's like everybody's had that experience. You're growing up. I mean, unless you're, Matt. Or something. You have that thing where you don't realize that you don't have a lot of money until you go to somebody's house that has money, and you're like, wait a minute.
The inverse is true. You don't realize that you have a lot of money
don't
until you go to somebody's house without it.
You come over to my house. Why do you recycle your toilet paper? That's strange. I didn't know you could make tortillas out of cornflakes. But anyway, so you had that experience where, like, you didn't know you were broke until you go to somebody's house to have money. Well, so same thing with, like, when I first moved here, I didn't realize that I'd moved into a bad part of town, you know, because it's like, I didn't live near the Lloyd Center Mall. I didn't really realize that until I went to, like, I don't know, I went to, like, what's that mall? What's the one? Well, there's the one, like, downtown, even. It's the one downtown where they got the big, like, rose.
Either at Courthouse Square.
Yeah, they got the big, like, those big, like, the big rose petal waterfall things, like in the courtyard,
oh,
the center,
Pioneer
you know
Place.
What I'm talking about? Yeah.
Yeah.
Pioneer Place. I go there and it's a lot of, like, it's a lot of stores that are, like, fantastically upscale compared to the ones at Lloyd Center. Lloyd Center is where I do about 90% of my shopping, but it's, like, stuff that no one would really want. It's, like, a lot of, you go to Lloyd's, it's like a lot of tapestries that hang on your wall that's like an outdoor painting of a wolf, like with a full moon behind him and a pine tree, like on black velvet. That's what it is at the Lloyd's Center, right by the Caramel Corn Shop. Yeah. All right, anyway, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
And now, it's not just news, it's news with Tim Riley, live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
A lot of times you can buy 50% off on a flannel shirt.
Just everything there is bad. It's when they got that water massage thing. You know what I'm talking about? That little, like,
Have you ever actually seen people inside of it?
Embarrassingly enough, I did that once.
No, you
did. I really did.
That is embarrassing.
No, it is. It's completely embarrassing. That, you know what I'm talking about? The water
it's not
massage.
Not that embarrassing. I did one in Vegas.
I did it because I was, man, because I'm a bunny.
You lay down in the middle of that thing, in the middle of the mall, and
yeah,
let people walk
I'm,
by you and
I'm,
gawk. And,
I'm a bunny. What are you going to do? And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, it's like a big, it's like a hyperbaric chamber or something. It's like what Michael sleeps in. But it's like you get in and a little like plastic covering comes down around you and then these water jets turn on inside. And it's like you're inside a dishwasher, basically. And these big water jets move up and down and it's supposed to be this water. And really, you just feel sore when you get up because it just feels like somebody's been hitting you with something for like 10 minutes. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. It seemed like a good idea. At the I think it's just that I'd walked by it, you know, like 15 times. And I was like, okay, you know, the curiosity just got the best of me. It's one of those things that you do because, I don't know, because you're just retarded. It's like when you go to Disneyland and you got to get that photo taken where you're in the old-timey clothing. It's like, why would you do that at this point? Yet people do it all the time. So, you know. All right, here's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
Time for Rick Emerson's Joy of Christmas.
Another edition of Rick Emerson's Joy of Christmas, celebrating all that's holy and wonderful in this holiday season.
A man in a Santa suit robs a Pennsylvania bank. Santa can mark himself down as naughty. A bearded man in a red fur-lined Santa suit and hat showed a handgun and demanded money from a bank teller. He made off with an undetermined amount of cash. I'm sure he was a little bit more menacing than your average Santa at the mall, said a state trooper. The man ran away just after noon carrying a red bag, which was stuffed with cash. Police said the getaway car was a tan car and not a sleigh. Story number two from Los Angeles. A woman is dead after being hit by a stray bullet. Police say the woman was hit by the bullet as she decorated her Christmas tree in her South Los Angeles home, which used to be Southeast Los Angeles, but they changed the name to just South.
Well, that's because they
got to make it more upscale.
It's like how North Dakota wants to get rid of North and just be Dakota because they think that calling it North Dakota makes people think it's a cold, arid place filled with despair, which it is.
What about South Dakota?
Well, South Dakota, though, South is like the connotation of South is warm. But North Dakota, they think it's, you know, but really they're right next to each other. They're really both hellholes. I mean, pretty much. I mean, when it comes to the weather and this time of the year, I mean, just call a spade a spade. So, yeah, so South Los Angeles used to be South Central.
Well, anyway, here's another thing here from Philadelphia. Guns are drawn in a snowball incident. In the first incidents of snow rage reported in the city this winter, Philadelphia police last night were investigating two separate reports of adults pulling guns on children throwing snowballs. Although in one of the incidents, the 35-year-old man was accused of shooting at a group of children. No injuries are reported. I guess he was a bad shot. Police said this fellow named Jaime Vasquez, armed with a 25-caliber handgun, shot an 11-year-old boy and his friends without warning shortly after 4 p.m.
Yeah. Way to go, Jaime.
At one point, Vasquez flashed a handgun and the children got scared. Vasquez even told them that the weapon wasn't loaded and the snowball fight resumed. Then Vasquez went inside his house and shortly thereafter fired one shot at a group from a second-story window and the children scattered.
Yeah, well done. Jaime Vasquez, you show us what Christmas is all about. And that's another exciting edition of Rick Emerson's Joy of Christmas.
This holiday season be without the German cannibal? We have a follow-up. Two men testified against the cannibal in German court yesterday. One claims to be just an entree after being rejected for the main course.
The court later said one of them, a 34-year-old cook, testified he had met the defendant several times and had allowed Mivas to hang him upside down from a butcher hook, rub him with marinade, and put meat labels on him.
Jesus Christ!
Happy
Jesus
holidays from Germany!
Jesus Christ almighty!
Reaction?
what possible...
What do you say?
I wonder what kind of marinade he used.
What?
Meat labels? Is that what she said?
Yeah, that again. Do you have the other sound clip?
Meat labels?
No, play that again. Play the whatever we just played. I want to hear that again.
The court later said one of them, a 34-year-old cook, testified he had met the defendant several times and had allowed Mivas to hang him upside down from a butcher hook, rub him with marinade, and put meat labels on him.
I bet it was Casey Masterpiece Barbecue.
What do you say? What... I've gone beyond. You know what it is? This is like one of those. This is like one of those shows where they go beyond the edge of the universe,
yes,
and they leave our galaxy or whatever. And it's like the what? There's nothing I can say. We've gone beyond the point of where I can even come up
How
with a joke.
How do you put someone
on
a meat hook without actually like impaling them?
You tie their hands. You tie their wrists or ankles together, and then you hang them. You know, from the binding of their wrists.
Try
or
it
ankles.
Yourself at home.
Well, that's
Boy,
what
you answered that quickly and definitively.
Well, unless you have some sort of a... Well, I'm just saying, it seems likely. I mean, that's how you do it, right? I mean, that's how they do it to to Jessica Rabbit, you know, and who... Never mind. I didn't just answer that question using Who Framed Roger Rabbit as a reference point. So there's your cannibal news. I mean, unless there's more.
No, we have something different.
I have nowhere to go with that. There's no punchline to... God damn, that's a weird story.
It is.
Seriously,
it gets
better
by the day.
I know, I didn't think it could get any worse.
It really does give you hope that there kind of is someone for everyone out there.
Are freaks. That's what it gives you hope for.
It does not matter. I mean, can we just talk for a minute about the thing? Because, I mean, we've only really ever had the World Wide Web for... What, 10 years? Really? And that's pushing it. Because at Coffee People this morning, the trivia question that they do, you know, they do the, you know, get a free coffee, was, you know, what website launched in 1994 as Jerry's Guide to the World Wide Web? Anyone?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was Yahoo. That was the original name of it. And they changed it to Yahoo, which stands for, anyone? Geek knowledge? Anyone know what Yahoo stands for?
You're a dork.
Anyone?
You are here...
You're making that up. Yeah, all hell with the... No, I'm not even going to... No. Yahoo stand... I should... You know what? I will give a Star Trek Klingon honor guard game to the first person that can actually call and tell... I swear to God, and if you're pussy out and just go and Google it, you're going to live in shame for the rest of your life. But the first person that can actually call us and tell us... I mean, I know what it is, but I mean, the first person that can tell us what Yahoo stands for... As far as Yahoo.com, I'll give you a Star Trek Klingon Honor Guard game. It's 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. We'll call that our geek check for today. I had some point I was going to make. Oh, yeah, but so here's the thing. So, I mean, it's like, do you remember back when you first heard about, I don't know, something that might reasonably be considered a fetish? You know, it's like you heard about a foot fetish or a shoe fetish or something, or some guy that, you know, was like into boots or whatever. And it just, you know, and it seemed...
Vacuum cleaners.
Vacuum. Who's in the vacuum cleaners?
I heard somebody talk about that the other day on the bus. They were really the vacuum cleaners.
Okay, vacuum cleaner, sure. I'm just saying, I mean, not there's anything wrong with it, but I'm saying, remember, you know, it seemed so exotic to you. Well, this guy's a foot fetish. That's pretty weird. You know, or what about this? Well, a guy's a fetish for hands. What, there's a hand fetish? How bizarre. You know, but the gift of the World Wide Web is that it's like... We have just gone so far beyond that so quickly. I mean, we've gone from foot fetish and hand fetish to vacuum cleaners to, you know, to guys who want to dress as, like, babies to the plushies and furries. Remember when we discovered plushies and furries about 2 years ago? There's plushies and furries, and then there were those crush videos. And crush videos are those dudes that, they like to see women in high heel shoes stomping on mice, you know, while they wax their carrot or whatever. And now we've suddenly found a guy that is looking for other guys to hang upside down and rub with a meat basting sauce. I mean, it's like the internet has just exponentially grown. It's just unbelievable. This world we live in is strange. I mean, people are not only strange when you're a stranger, people are just goddamn strange, period. Jesus. Tyler, you're on Hot Talk tonight, KOTK. What does Yahoo stand for?
Well, Rick, I think it may stand for Yaks Are Horny on October.
Oh, don't be a wiseacre. Don't be... Everybody's a comedian. No.
I know.
All right, that's Tyler. Let's try Mark. Mark, you're on Hot Talk 1080K. I can't believe that I'm the only one who knows this. In our audio, email responses do not count, by the way. Mark, you're on Hot Talk 1080K.
Yeah, wasn't it just a combination of the last name of the two guys who put it together?
No.
No?
You're talking about Jerry Yang?
Oh, yeah.
Because Jerry Yang, that's why it was originally called Jerry's Guide to the World Wide Web, is because one of the founders... Guy was like, 12, and is now worth $20 billion, of course. Some website he put up in his Caltech dorm room. His name was Jerry Yang, and I forget the other guy. But the other guy's name was not Johnny Who. So, no, you got nothing. That's Mark. All right, let's try Steve. You're on Hot Talk to 1080KFTK.
Good afternoon, Rick.
What do you got? What's Yahoo stand for?
Yet another hierarchical officious oracle.
There you go. Way to go. I also heard holistic. I also heard holistic, but I have seen hierarchical. So I think that's one of those things that only those guys know for sure. But I have seen yet another hierarchical officious oracle, and I've also seen holistic officious oracle. But we'll give you that. We'll give you that one. So there you go. So Steve, you win a copy of Star Trek Klingon Honor Guard for your PC.
Awesome.
All right, there you go. That's Steve. All right, the mere fact that he thinks that game is awesome, that indicates right there that he probably deserves it. Here's Tim Riley.
Well, Dutch police say they booked 5 men for whistling at women in a new crackdown on sexual harassment in Waterdam railroad station. Men caught whistling at women in or around the station face a fine of $45 if they're caught. We ask the women if the men are embarrassing them before writing a penalty. Not all men see this, or all women see this unwanted behavior. He said the crackdown has been launched following a series of complaints from women, and that 5 men so far have been caught.
I don't understand. So if you whistle at a woman, they go find out if she was offended, and if so, they write you a ticket?
Yeah, $45.
It's like the FCC. You should do something. If somebody's offended, then it becomes wrong.
Unless you're clear, Chad.
How do you know? How do you know if it's... I don't understand. So if you're walking, is it just whistling, or is it like...
Just whistling.
Hey, baby! Come on!
No heckling, just whistling?
Yeah.
So you just whistle, you can be fine. I can understand, because you get those guys, like I told the story, when we were having a bunch of construction in our neighborhood, and it's like, these women walk into the street, and they go, come on and ride the snake, baby! It's these guys who, I guess, are under the impression that that's the sort of thing that women want to hear. So just whistling. All right, Hammy, can you give me that article? We're going to run that by Julie today.
All right, here
you
are.
Let's do the penis watch, and then we'll break.
Let's do the penis watch.
So we'll do the penis watch.
Enormous penis.
Hey, baby, take a look at my enormous penis.
Start to melt me away. Bow, bow, bow. I take a look at my enormous penis. Everything is going my way.
Bow, bow, bow. A 22-year-old transvestite is in critical condition after he hacked off his penis and then lied and told cops he was the victim of a hate crime. The man who was unidentified because of the nature of the crime is in critical condition after doctors at Harlem Hospital Center were unsuccessful in reattaching his penis. Oh, boy. Police said the man initially claimed it was a berserk gypsy cab driver who severed his penis in a bit of rage. But cops grew suspicious after the victim's story was inconsistent. After a second interview, police say they were able to determine that he made it up. Initially, the victim said the man sliced off his penis after a bizarre midnight cab ride around Manhattan. The victim said he went to an apartment whose address he couldn't remember, was helped up the stairs by the cabbie. Police say the victim said he then requested to be taken to 158th Street at Edgecombe Avenue when the cabbie lashed into a tirade. You're a man. I hate people like you. The driver allegedly yelled at the man, pulled out a knife, and sliced off his penis.
I mean, this is like the guy being hung upside down and rubbed with marinade.
He's in the wrong country.
First of all, what the hell is wrong with German people? Because, Matt and I were listening to Loveline a while back. We were driving back from, Le Centre?
I don't remember where we were coming back.
Matt
from.
And I just sit around and I listen to Loveline together. We were driving back from La Center there. We're listening, but they were doing. They had a great bit. It was one of those like I wish we'd thought of it bits. And they were doing. Is it Florida or Germany? And they would read some effed up news story, and then they would guess. Like Adam would be like, "So Drew, is it Florida there? Is it Germany? You know?" And it's like, and they would have to guess where it was from. And it's like, because Florida is completely Florida, and now with like Ohio coming up to bring up the rear there. But Germany, it's, man, South Park doesn't lie. Like, the weirdest, you know, porn and just, like, stories and all that stuff, it's all, like, German. You know, it's like some woman and a donkey and three small boys and a tub of margarine and, the, you know, and the boy strikers are like, Untergetheater, Ungetheblegen, and, you know, and it just freaks you out, man. So, I mean, I had some point, cutting off your penis and, oh, yeah, so it's like, has this stuff always been going on and it's like the net has just sort of brought, like... The guy that wants to hang somebody from a meat hook and then rub him with marinade and meat
stickers. That was barbecue sauce.
Yeah, but it's like, was there a guy doing that like 10 years ago or 15 years ago and it took a lot longer to find victims? Or was that like a thing that even existed? In other words, has like the internet created these fetishes or has the internet, like the plushies and the furries? Like you never, I'll guarantee you, no one in this audience had ever heard of plushies or furries 5 years ago. No one. No, and now everyone knows. So it's like, did it even exist? These guys that want to dress up with stuffed animals or something. It's like, did that even exist before like 1995? Or is it a thing that the internet, has the internet just created it? Or has it just made us aware of it? These are things I wonder about. No one else wonders.
If you've been covered without barbecue sauce and hung by meat hooks, please let us know.
All right, there's your penis watch. We got more on the way. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Stay there.
My troubles start a melting away. Bow, bow, I take bow. A look at my enormous penis. And everything is going my way.
Bow, bow, bow. Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
132, Tim Riley with news, brought to you by Heritage for the Blind. Don't sell or trade it. Call 1-800-2-DONATE and donate that card. Or Heritage for the Blind, that's 1-800-2-DONATE. Or go to taxdeduction.com. Now let's see what's on TV tonight. On UPN, it's Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, with Sting and Mary J. Blige performing. And one of our own from the Northwest makes biography, The Green River Killers, on Mystic Pizza has Julia Roberts starring in 1988 comedy, Teenage Girls Coming of Age in Mystic, Connecticut, Babe the Pig Movies on Family Channel, and Porky's. Oh, can you believe this movie is 22 years old? It is, but it's on FX tonight. Hank Azaria joins his real-life poker buddies in episode 3 of Celebrity Poker Showdown. Hank talks about why he can't wait to play.
Buddies of mine, Andy Newman and Josh Molino, are actually producing this, and it was their idea, so I'm very, and they're two of my actual poker buddies, so I'm psyched to be here.
Tell us about the most interesting element of the game.
Well, the main intriguing thing is the no-limit aspect of it, where you can just put all your chips in at any given moment. It's exciting. It's what poker is supposed to be. It's what they used to get shot over in the Old West. And by the way, I probably will kill someone. Just saying that right now. I mean shoot them dead. I don't mean take their money. And Hold'em is it's most TV-friendly, I think, because you can show your hole cards, your down cards to the camera, and it's exciting for the home audience.
Tell us about your motto for the game, Hank.
Just win, baby, to quote Al Davis. No. Just going to see how everybody plays. I don't really know how these guys play. Many of my opponents are seated back there. And just check them out at first and then see what moves I can make. But you know what? Part of any tournament is you need at least a little bit of luck. You got to catch the right cards at the right time.
So I ended up missing last week's Celebrity Poker Challenge. Last week was the West Wing one. I ended up missing it, although Timothy Busfield, who plays reporter Danny Kincannon, apparently won. I guess, who was it that got knocked out first? I think Sheen got creamed pretty early on. Tonight's not the Simpsons people, is it? I mean, there's Hank Azaria, who is, you know, the voice of, like, everybody on the Simpsons, him and Harry Shearer. But, so is tonight Celebrity Poker Challenge the Simpsons? Is that it? Is it like Dan Castellaneta and Julie Kavner and all those guys?
Doesn't say.
No one knows.
All right, tonight is not on Bravo, though.
There you go. I just, never mind. We'll talk more about it. I can get off track really easily if we talk about that.
Gonna rain. Tim Riley, KOTK News.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Between
I got all this. I don't even know that I got to be able to watch a celebrity poker thing tonight, though, because I got... Even I'm not going to turn this into another whole debate, you know, long discussion diatribe about how I got all kinds of stuff to watch on the TiVo. But let me just say this. Let me just. Oh
no!
What
please don't
what
start
are you doing?
Because it's gonna. You know it's gonna be like a 10-minute rant, and we're all gonna have to sit here and bask in the glory that yes, you have a TiVo.
It has nothing. It was a mean thing to say.
Well, I'm sorry, but it gets hard to listen to you complain about this really expensive thing that you own when
I can barely
afford basic cable.
Oh, cry me a river. I'm just saying.
I know how you feel.
Okay, look, you sons of bitches, you're not going to harsh my mellow. You are not. It's not going to happen. You are not going to make me feel bad about owning the greatest consumer device in the history of all humanity. It's not going to happen. You are
rabbit
not...
ears are the greatest device.
Okay,
your TiVo is nothing without a television.
Dicks. All right, now I can't even talk about it. Now you've squashed the whole thing I was going to do. Guys are a-holes, is what you are. All right, moving on then. Let's just talk about something else, shall we? Let me just say, though, a couple of things. We got Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine coming up later on. We have an ad hoc weapon of the day we'll get to. Clyde Lewis, News at Ground Zero. And this we just had this story. People think somebody said they thought we were making this up, but it's true. Dutch police have booked five men for whistling at women in a new crackdown on sexual harassment at the Rotterdam railway station. Men caught whistling at women in or around the station face a fine of 30 pounds, I guess. How much is that?
45.
Okay, so like 45 bucks if you're caught. Whistling at women, which seems like a load, but you know you can never tell. So we'll ask Jolie about that later on. But let me just—we'll get to that here in a few. But while we're can we talk about hooting at women for just a second? Well, I guess we'll get to that here in a short while. Let's welcome to the show the lovely and talented Kristen from accounting, who joins us. What's up with you?
Actually, that's what I want to talk about—is hooting at women.
I'm sorry. Can I say it one more time?
Well, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about was the whole hooting at women thing.
Well, I ran it by Jolie. I told her, I said, we just did this story. So, we'll get to hear her take on it here in a few.
You know, because usually I can kind of, if I don't quite understand what men are getting at, I can kind of at least accept it. But the whistling and hooting, I've never understood.
Well, it's a total, it's a tribal thing. I mean, it's got to be. I mean, not tribal, but it's a, you know, it's a very primitive thing.
I think it's an intimidation thing. And I think, and this is a generalization, that guys who have to hoot and holler at women and whistle probably have small penises.
Oh, listen to that.
Well, because think about it. What are you going to do? You whistle at a chick, what is she going to do? Drop everything and come running to you saying, you're the man of my dreams?
Well, that's, you know,
what are you trying to accomplish?
Well, that's like that stuff that all the guys get thinking that it'll turn on women. It's like, you know, it's like the old joke about that. You know, Playboy magazine sells like, you know, the solid, like the silver-plated swizzle stick, you know, or something. Right. Like a woman's going to see that and go, oh, do me right now.
Well, but you know what I had started doing, and I don't do it all the time because it can turn on you.
Kicking men in the nads?
No, but... Because this is why I think it's an intimidation thing. Because somebody will hoot at you, or they'll say something, or they'll whistle. And if you, as the woman, if you turn around, like I've turned around and said, hey, baby, how's it going? If you turn and look at them in the eye, they're like, oh my God.
Well, that's
because they don't expect you to do that.
That's because men are all secretly terrified of women. That's
they really
the thing.
Are.
Or maybe not so secretly.
Or maybe it's just me.
No, I think, well, you know, I think you've got a little, spikiness to you when you want to, because you've got probably more, because you're very much more forthright, I think, than a lot of women, you know.
Probably.
A lot of women are easily cowed, and not so much you, but I think guys are, in general, just sort of secretly terrified of women.
Yeah.
You know, where it's, you know, which is not, I mean, which is, it doesn't surprise anybody. It's this whole thing when you're 15, you know, when you sit there and you're like, I'm going to call Mary Jane and ask her out to the dance, you know, and you just call, and everybody
and
turns
into. Get shot down.
Yeah, well, or you're afraid you're going to, you just turn into, all guys turn into butters, you know, when they pick up the phone to call a girl
well,
in high school.
All of them.
Oh, golly swell, I was hoping you'd go to the dance with me, you know, and it's just, and you just live in fear. That she's just going to step on you and you will never be able to have, you know, you'll never be able to be erect ever again.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. But,
yeah.
You know, I am kind of interested to hear what Jolie's take on it is.
Well, we got it here in just a few. There's the lovely Kristen from accounting. A little bit of, we got some business to take care of here. A couple things that I wrote down to myself. I don't want to forget them. Can I just talk about that Jingle Ball Rock? Did anybody see that last night? The Jingle Ball Rock with Jennifer Lopez and Jessica Simpson? And
no, what was it?
It was a terrible. It was like this hour long. Long story short,
I shouldn't belabor the whole thing, but long story short, my mother-in-law, you know, was in town the last few days, and so it's like, and so I can't watch anything. Like, the last several days, I can watch nothing that I normally would be watching, because it's all going to be offensive, right? I mean, this is a woman, God love her, but this is a woman who I cannot even watch The West Wing around, because she's so conservative and so repressed and so, you know, right-wing and so Mormon that, I mean, to watch The West Wing in her presence would be like an unconscionably insulting act, right? That I would never, you know, they would never hear the end of it. And so I would not be able to watch The West Wing. God forbid, there's no way I'm watching. I taped a Kid Rock Christmas. I haven't seen that yet. You know, I taped the Married with Children last night with Kinnison. That, God forbid, if she was subjected to Married with Children, South Park I taped, I mean, her, she would die. She would have a stroke and she would have an embolism and die on the, like, at the coffee table if South Park were to come on in our house. And so I haven't been able to watch anything. So we're flipping around in vain looking for something to watch, realizing there's nothing in my DVD collection that we can put on. Because, again, Salt Lake, Mormon, dull. And so we're she got me a Bill O'Reilly book for Christmas. Because, you know, she's going to be here for Christmas. So we opened our stuff early. She got me the new Bill O'Reilly book for Christmas. I mean, that's what I got for Christmas from this woman. So there you go. Anyway, so flipping around in vain, looking for something to watch. We land on Jingle Ball, and it's just a performance, bunch of teen hoes out there doing their shaking what God give them. And Hillary Duff, I mean, I don't know how old she is. Anyone? Hillary
She's
Duff?
She's 16.
No.
Yes.
You
she really is.
Are
She's
kidding
like
me.
Maybe just now about 17, but she's only 16.
You're talking about Lizzie McGuire, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Just
okay,
stop
talking
now.
I gotta quit now, yes. Then. I'll resume this discussion in a couple years.
That doesn't look 16.
Dude. I got nothing. Remind me of this in 2005. We'll talk about it then. We'll be back. Here's Paul McCartney.
Well, I tell him I don't want no other baby but you.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
But I mean, that was a couple years ago that she was doing that, so she must be older now.
No, she isn't.
Okay, here's Sarah with the traffic.
Things are looking...